Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to a beauty special on The Emma Gunn Show, and it's all about cosmetic procedures. And specifically, we're talking about those aesthetic cosmetic procedures that we're no longer able to have while we're in lockdown. Now, there may be some of you listening who are keen to get back into the salon for your cut and colour, and trust me, I believe you, I hear you, I see you. But there may also be people listening who are missing their aesthetic practitioners, and you know who I mean. Those people who expertly give you filler, Botox, and other in-clinic aesthetic procedures. Now, quite rightly, any reputable practitioner closed their doors when lockdown was announced. Some even took the move to do so beforehand. And although there is very tentative talk of these clinics being able to open around June, July time, nothing is confirmed. So, what are the consequences of going without your usual treatments for a period of time? Will there be any negative consequences for this sudden and unexpected pause in your aesthetic procedures? Will you have to ask for double the Botox next time you go back? Will you need a stronger filler when you return? How long should you be leaving between these treatments anyway? And when do you know that it's all worn off? Well, who better to get on the podcast to answer these and other pertinent questions on the subject than the queen of tweakments herself and friend of the show, Alice Hart Davis. Alice has been on the show before. She is a wealth of knowledge and she is famous for being a tweakments expert. She knows the best practitioners, can guide you through any procedure and isn't afraid to try them out herself. And she is always incredibly knowledgeable and incredibly honest. So what do you do now? Do you do anything? Do you use a particular type of skincare? Is there anything you can use to fake all of these things? Well, let's ask Alice. Here she is, making a return to the show and setting the record straight on this. It's Alice Hart Davis on The Emma Gunn Show, explaining everything you need to know about your paused tweakments. Alice Hart Davis, making such a welcome return to the podcast. Hello.
Hi, it's fantastic to be back with you.
It's so nice to see you as well. What a pleasure.
Yeah, because it's virtual, but we are on screen together, aren't we? So yeah. I can see you. And that makes a big difference, doesn't it, when trying to communicate?
Yeah. I do believe 80% of communication is nonverbal, which does make podcasting something of a, you know, having to adapt in the new video realm. But the reason why I wanted to speak to you on the podcast is because you are the queen of tweakments. That's a title I've given you. You have an incredible book called Tweakments, all about the procedures, surgeries, etc. that you can have. And one of the things that has definitely happened during lockdown is that people no longer are able to get access to any form of aesthetic work that involves another person.
Yes, all the clinics are closed. All the responsible ones were shutting even before lockdown. But some practitioners are still working. I hear a lot of whispers around the grapevine that they shouldn't be. But yes, people cannot get their toxins. That's Botox and other forms of toxins that are available, or fillers or laser treatments or whatever they were doing. And these things are all very non-essential, but a lot of people find they're absolutely part and parcel of what they want to do. So, yes, it's causing a lot of stress to the regulars, as you might say, particularly because at the moment they really feel they can't talk about it out loud, because how can one admit to being bothered about your wrinkles when there's a global pandemic going on. You know, it's really not something to talk about. So a lot of the stigma around talking about treatment seems to have come back in. You know, I've been sitting here. I've been sitting here trying to open up the conversation and say, look, let's just talk about it. Because people don't talk about it, that the whole thing gets driven underground and people don't realize quite how important it is to find a really good practitioner because of the dangers of what can go wrong, the lack of regulation in this country, etc. But because people don't want to talk about it now or don't want to be seen to be talking about it, that sort of omerta around it has rather come back. But people are still very much thinking about it. All the doctors are still keeping up with their patients online. They're doing online consults, particularly about skincare, medical grade skincare, serious cosmeceutical skincare. And I'm getting a fantastic number of questions quietly. You know, they come in on email, they come in on direct messages. So people are bothered, but they don't feel they can be openly bothered, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. And I guess in the industry that we work in, I've never been as aware of the stigma, because obviously everyone in our industry is open about it. And a lot of our friends are practitioners.
Yes, but it still is there. I mean, in the aesthetics bubble, as you might call it, where I spend most of my time working, everybody says, oh, the stigma is gone. But in the real world, it really isn't. You know, I've been running these events, which have obviously stopped now, where it's a tweakment savvy audience, you might say, and they know enough to have found out about these events where they can come and they can meet top doctors, they can look at all the technology, I have stands from all the key brands in the area, and they still come and say, I didn't know it was okay to talk about all this. And I say, well, here it is, you know, no judgment here, just come and see what there is. I say, have you come with a friend? They say, no, this is a very secret and private expedition, no one can know about it, my daughters can't know, my husband can't know. Oh goodness, this has still got a long way to go. But I think, as you say, because of the work we do in the beauty industry, it is much more prevalent there, shall we say.
And so I guess the thing is for people listening, who might be listening to this thinking, I'm actually freaking out a little bit because I can't get my Botox, my filler, whatever it might be, I can't go and get my laser treatments. And maybe they're not wanting to be too vocal about it. But let's talk really practically about, is there any negative impact from taking a break from any of these treatments?
No. I mean, a lot of comment online seems to presume that if you've been doing these treatments and you stop, your face will collapse like some old balloon deflating all of a sudden. You know, it's not like that. These things have a kind of gradual, small effect. They shouldn't be blowing you up like a balloon. So as their effects fade away, they will drop off gradually. Mm-hmm. But some people are saying, yes, my husband keeps saying, why are you looking so anxious, or why are you looking cross the whole time? Because he hadn't seen them scowling properly for many years and that kind of thing. So what was your question?
Is there any negative?
No, there's no negative thing. It's always quite a good idea, I feel, to get reacquainted with how your face actually looks. You know, I find I always want between procedures to let things drop out a bit. Otherwise, you maybe get into that cycle of constantly having one thing more and one thing more after that. And that's where faces become overdone and distorted. So there's nothing negative about it, except you may perceive it as negative if you've got used to your face being a certain way.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so that's two points. So the first one is that, I mean, I haven't had Botox yet, although when I do, I will obviously be asking you for a reputable practitioner. But my worry would be, if I did have Botox and it was wearing off, I'd think, well, is the structure that it has been holding up going to buckle under the weight of my actual facial?
No. It's just inhibiting the ability of the muscles to contract. So the muscles regain their ability to contract. You find you can express yourself fully. It's not done anything fundamental that's proving a problem. I mean, Botox is a really interesting example in point, because for decades it's been used to damp down muscle spasticity in people with cerebral palsy, for example, in children, they have massive doses of Botox to stop their limbs twitching, you know, far, far more than would ever be used in a cosmetic treatment. So, and it's a kind of treatment, it takes effect, the effect wears off, the treatment can be repeated, and that can be done again and again and again. And that's been very carefully observed medically over decades, you know, without much in the way of negative effects. So is it going to have a harmful effect on your face? No. I mean, obviously things can go wrong with toxins. It's usually from over-treatment. People have too much and then their brows drop or become asymmetric or go up at the side. So I'm pulling all these faces on screen for Emma's most excellent listeners, which you of course can't see, but you'll know the look. You'll know the look. Or just that blank look. And I think it's quite good to be able to see how people's faces actually move, because we have become so used to seeing famous faces, well-known faces that show really very little expression. If you look at some of the chat shows on TV, and you see how little most of the guests' faces move, it's only when you've got a bunch of them there and there's maybe an older character actor in the mix or an old rock star who's clearly had nothing done, and you observe just how much their face is wrinkling and scrunching and moving and expressing itself, and compare and contrast that to the others on the bench, and you think, yeah, maybe they have had something done. But we've got so used to that kind of minimal expression and the kind of the Instagram look, you know, particularly among younger people, that maybe we start to think it's a bit normal, and it's not.
Well, what you were saying earlier also highlighted something that I'd never really thought about before, in that if you go and have a treatment, filler or Botox, for example, and you let it wear off, but when you let it wear off a bit and then you go and have more, you're actually, I mean, it makes sense now, but you're accumulating, and that's when you do fall into that territory of maybe things, the face stops looking like your old face. And we can think about, I mean, we can obviously think about celebrities who used to look a certain way and now look, I mean, utterly beautiful, thank you very much.
But different.
And it's because of putting a tweakment or a treatment on top of another one. So it's like a building block to a different face. I'd always thought it was more invasive than that.
It depends on the practitioner you choose. It depends on whether you've discussed what you want done with the face. If you've got an older face, it's usually about normalizing that face, as it were, bringing back what nature has been taken away. So you lose fat as you age, you lose bone mass as you age, everything starts to collapse inwards. But a bit of structural filler can reposition that and bring it back out from the inside out. But it doesn't have to be done to excess. It can just be done to make you look more lovely within the parameters of what's normal. If you're going for what the companies call a beautification approach, then it is more about adding extra drama to the face. It's like blowing up the cheekbones to give that contour. It's about sharpening the angle of the chin. It's about enhancing the lips to make them bigger. And that's where a face will start to drift from what it did look like to, you know, among a lot of younger Instagrammers, there is definitely a look. It's the big brows, it's the big lashes, it's the cheekbones, it's the lips. I have a slide I put in my presentations to doctors saying, this is what will happen to this younger patient unless you manage her really carefully and counsel her about how important it is to maintain an individual look. And I put all these pictures up and they say, well, they're the same person. I say, no, they're A, B, C, and D. But they all do look the same, particularly once they've filtered the resulting images they're getting. So, it's about enhancing what you've got without distorting it. Is that a way of putting it?
Yeah. And so, I mean, normally, if someone's listening to this and they are already getting things like dermal fillers and Botox, is that something that should be, probably the regular cycle is that's repeated every 3 to 4 months?
Fillers probably 6 to 9 months to a year, depending on the type of filler and where it was. If it was a kind of deeper, more structural, longer lasting filler, that may last you for 18 months or 2 years. If it was something lighter weight and more flexible to go in the lips, say, that'll be more like 7 or 8 months. Toxin between 3 and 5 months, 3 and 6 months, depending on how much is put in the first place. But if you have a whacking great dose at first, then you spend a while completely immobilized, and then it all gradually starts to come back in. Most people prefer now to have regular doses, probably every 3 months. Clinics really shouldn't treat you more regularly than that.
So I know it might be a little way off in the future, but when people are able to go back and they are able to go and have their treatments again, obviously there may be a temptation to say, doc, ramp it up.
Yeah.
What's the sensible approach? What would you reassure somebody listening to this who is going to go back and have something and will be very keen to do that? What would be your advice for making sure they get the best out of that first treatment back?
I would just say make sure you are going to a really good practitioner, like any of the ones who I have on thetweakmentsguide.com, mm-hmm. where I only have really good practitioners whose work I know and like and can trust and can really wholeheartedly recommend. And I can see the problem will be that they may be busy. All the good guys are likely to be very busy because they have regular patients who haven't got in there for a while. So there is going to be a squash. A lot of them are already booking patients in for June tentatively because they may not be able to accommodate them. They may have to budge those appointments back. But the patients are very.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Very aware there's going to be a squeeze. So there's a lot of jockeying to get on those waiting lists already. And then if you decide you want to go and have a treatment and you find your usual person is fully booked for a while, the temptation will be to go to, I don't know, anybody locally, whoever you could find, somebody off Instagram who's offering cheap treatments. You know, just please don't, just be sensible. Because if you go and see a good practitioner, they will talk to you and they will talk sense to any ideas you've got about ramping it up. Let's do something that's going to last just in case this all happens again, which it may well do, mayn't it? Lockdown, you know, I fear we're going to have a cycle of them. So you could go for a bigger dose of something, but then it'll be a more obvious you've had it done. It may not suit your face, and it'll be more the more obvious where it wears off.
So that's not the answer, basically.
No. Also, these things are not essential. You know, they don't suit everybody. There's no law says you have to go and have tweakments. You know, I'm always being told by people to learn to accept my face as it is. Can't I learn to grow old gracefully? And you think, sure, I could, but I'd just rather not, because I know that these options are out there. So I would like to go and see what they can do. But, you know, there's a lot you can do with great skincare. There's a lot you can do with home use devices. You know, there's a lot you can do with lifestyle changes. So it doesn't have to be needles or nothing.
Well, which is, again, all good advice. And then I think the other thing as well is that you posted something on your Instagram where somebody had decided to take matters into their own hands.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there is a whole movement of people who like self-injecting, and there is no law, unfortunately, to stop fillers being sold, generally available on the internet. So you or I or anyone can go and buy those fillers, buy the needles, inject ourselves or anyone we fancy. There is no law to stop that now, or when we're not locked down. And yeah, it can go very wrong, because if you, as this woman had done, inject a blood vessel and it blocks the blood vessel, then the tissue in the area starts to die. It's a process called necrosis. If that blockage starts to travel back up the artery, it can get into the eye area. That's where blindness can happen. Blindness is relatively rare, but it can happen. And, you know, how mad is it to go and inject yourself with this stuff when when you're not a medical professional, but it's, I'm just lost for words on this, but I know there's a whole sort of bunch of people out there, plenty of groups around who think it's a good idea. They swap pictures, they swap advice. But if it goes wrong, then they haven't got any way of correcting it, because if you've injected filler and it's gone wrong, if a practitioner who knows what they're doing has injected filler and it goes wrong, as long as you know what that filler is, if it's a good, well-accredited brand of filler, then you know how to deal with it. Yeah. If it's not, and that filler in the question in the picture you were talking about, it was one that none of the expert nurses who were trying to grapple with it had ever heard of before. It had a particular different way of the hyaluronic acid was cross-linked. It made it really difficult to tackle. But when there's been a problem like that, you need to get to an expert medical professional who can inject it with the enzyme that will dissolve the gel before your lips completely die off and the tissue has to be excised. It doesn't bear thinking about. But the trouble is, when that kind of thing happens, patients will tend to go to A&E if they've been to... I'm muddling up different strands of this, sorry. If that's happened and people go to A&E, I mean, you don't want to be going to A&E at the moment, you know, if you've got a non-urgent thing, but obviously a necrosis in the lips is a really urgent thing. But also, A&E staff are not trained in managing aesthetic complications, so you need to find a way to a practitioner who's prepared to treat you. And they did treat this woman, and they sorted it out, but don't do it. Just don't.
Overall,
do it.
Yeah, DIY injectables.
No, no.
Terrible idea. Now, in the meantime, because there is no access to these treatments, is there a shift? Someone's listening to this and they're thinking, well, I like the effects I get from Botox. I like the effects I get from filler, and I'm not spending my money on those things. So I'm going to spend my money on skincare or topical products that I hope are going to deliver. I'm sure you have, Alice, I've got so many press releases at the moment. The natural alternative to Botox, and I always think bollocks. Yeah. But is there anything that you can advise people to incorporate into their regime or use that might obviously not give a similar result, but contribute towards those sorts of effects?
Well, I would say just concentrate on the basics, like vitamin A derivatives like retinol for general skin condition and vitamin C for antioxidant protection. But what people want to know is, aren't there these miracle potions that can reduce wrinkling, reduce the muscle action in the skin? And technically, there's an ingredient called argireline. It's a peptide, and if that is at a sufficient concentration in your product, it ought to produce a relaxation of the muscle action. But it's very much in the superficial muscles in the skin. It's not in the deep ones that are making your face contract. So it's a kind of confusion or a conflation of two things. It sounds like it's doing the same thing as Botox, but it's absolutely not. It's working on a very, very surface level, whereas Botox goes for the muscles and just damps down their ability to do what they normally do. So yeah, there's a lot of articles being written sort of about the various creams that contain these products. I mean, The Ordinary has an argireline 10% solution, which you can try if you want. I've tried it. Hasn't ever done the business for me. I may not have kept it going for long enough. I should have been going for 2 months with that. A friend was writing in the papers recently about all the creams that can do this, and she reckoned there's one from Meda Beauty. Do you know Tina Meda, the dermatologist? She, I can give you the details further, whatever. She got fantastic result with that. And also the Dr. Levy one, Dr. Levy Stem Cell Serum Eye something or other, Eye Booster. Mm-hmm. Again, I can give you the details. That's got retinol in it. It's got these peptides. It's a really sophisticated formulation, and both of those creams are costing about 150 quid. So that is quite a serious investment, a kind of alternative to tweakments kind of price. But they're not really going to do the same thing. You know, I've been doing all these lives with doctors, and that's one of the questions that keeps coming up. And the doctors just shrug and say, no, there's nothing that will do this, because that is the honest answer. You know, you and I working in the beauty business, we know we want to try and give some hope to people who want something. And the something is to try these creams. Also to use sunscreen the whole time, if you want, which is a really boring, basic thing to talk about. But that has more effect on preserving the quality of your skin than anything else, really. And mm-hmm. you can ramp it up all you like with ramp up the regeneration in the skin with retinol, with prescription retinoic acid. But if you're not protecting it from just everyday daylight, then it's not going to help in the long term. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, serious skincare. I'd say step up to some cosmeceutical skincare or medical grade skincare even. And just to see how that goes. I mean, some people are saying now is the time, if ever there was a time, to push on through with a routine that will maybe make your skin a bit red and peeling and irritable, because who's going to see you? Some of the doctors and derms I talk to say, please don't go too far with it, because that's any redness and too much peeling shows irritation and inflammation in the skin. Inflammation is the root of all problems in the skin and the body, so don't push it too far. But I think a bit of consistent, active skincare and well protected from the lovely sunshine, because goodness, we all want to get out at the moment, don't we? We want to see the sky and have a bit of daylight. Those will be the things that really help your skin in the longer run.
Okay. So essentially, and this is what I was hoping would come out of this conversation, is yes, it's a little bit disconcerting. You and I have been talking about our roots before we started recording. Obviously, I've just touched mine up. You went in January, so you're about to touch yours up. But it can
be. I'm going to have to, aren't I? Yeah. Nadine keeps saying, "Oh, it's so easy. This is all you have to do." Oh God, Nadine, you're braver than me in so many ways. But you know, I know it can be done.
It can be. She's been doing it for years. She and I are on a very similar root covering schedule. But basically is that it can be disconcerting to look in the mirror and see the grays coming through. I'm sure if you have any kind of treatments, it will be disconcerting to see the effects wearing off when you know that you cannot have access to them anytime soon. But what I was hoping we would achieve for this conversation for listeners, and I think we've probably done it, is it's no reason to panic, because yeah. As soon as you go back, you'll be able to pick it up. And by not having treatments for a little while, no harm will come of it, other than you just have to get used to how it looks.
Yeah, totally. Also, drop the anxiety around it, because stress is very bad for the skin. And if you're sitting there thinking, oh no, my face is collapsing, you know, just regard it as an interesting phase. Wow, this is what happens when I don't have it done. I mean, that's partly why I haven't done anything with my hair. I'm just curious to see how it evolves. Is it that bad? Will my friends stop talking to me? The answer is, you know, no, oddly enough. So just to try and bring, we've all got enough stress on us at the moment without adding that. And, the effect of stress on our hormones and how that has a knock-on effect on the skin and everything else is not something to ignore. And sleep, I don't know about you, I'm having real troubles sleeping properly at the moment, like a lot of people are, I suspect, and I know that's not helping, but you know, stressing about it doesn't help either.
I'm sleeping like a baby, Alice. I wish I get up at the same time and go to bed at the same time every day, and like that always makes a difference. And I don't know whether, in fact, this is a good place on which almost to part this. I am obsessed with those slip silk pillowcases.
Oh, are you? Fantastic. I wreck silk pillowcases. So the ones I like are the Illuminage ones. They are made with kind of a copper peptide. Unfortunately, they're no longer in production, but you can find them on other corners of the internet. Every now and again, I find one. I snap up a pair. Because you can shove them through any old wash and they'll keep their whatever for about 50 washes. But silk ones, no, you're right, they're lovely and they're fab, but you always, I find, a silk pillowcase will find its way into a wash with the towels, and then it comes out of the tumble dryer and it's fragile, shredded thing, and you put it on the pillow and it simply disintegrates. That was a terrible thing to do.
I shall be
lovely with them, be gentle with them.
Okay, that's been so helpful, and I really appreciate you taking the time to do that, because I really just hope listeners who might be fretting about this are given a little bit of peace of mind and just reassured that it's all going to be okay.
Oh, well, thank you. And I don't know if this is the point to mention it, you can cut it out if not, but I've got a skincare book coming out in the next few weeks, which will be all about just the basics of skincare and how to build an effective regime. So how to build an effective regime that won't break the bank, and which ingredients are good and why. So just to straighten out, you haven't got to spend £1 million on all of this, but yeah, that'll be there for people who want to enhance their education.
And I will add the links to the show notes, obviously. And obviously there is the Tweakments Guide, which is your book that is
currently tweakmentsguide.com. Yes, the Tweakments Guide's got Tom. You think I'd got the braces on, wouldn't you? The tweakmentsguide.com has got so much information about treatments, about skincare concerns, about tweakment concerns. You can spend hours fiddling through all the research on that and work out what might be good for you and how to approach it for when the time comes and these clinics are open again.
It's the ultimate word of mouth. So in the past, and obviously because of my friends, I would have said, oh, I'm interested in having a breast reduction, or I'm interested in having Botox, or I'm interested in having such and such peel. And I would call one of my mates, you, Nadine, Caroline, whoever. And that's a really lovely resource to have on hand. But the Tweakments Guide, the book, and obviously .com, for me, is the equivalent expertise in one spot. So it's a really brilliant resource.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And thank you for joining me. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. I will, of course, put all the links to you, the workshops, your lives, your social media, the books, the website in the show notes. But Alice Hot-Davis, thanks for coming back.
Thank you, Emma. That was such fun.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.